Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I don't know what Facebook, Blog Talk got going. Let's get Lynn going. Maybe he'll help bless this show.
They say misery loves company. People who are sad like to waddle in sorrow with others who feel the same way, so they can bleed on each other. Well, happy loves company too. When you're at the arena or field and your team is winning and the crowd roars with joy. Or you see someone win money on a game show and you feel good about it even though you won't get a single dime. God help us become positive. And get us, Lord, to focus on good things for us. Jesus, please. Jesus, save us.
Yes, what's going on, Reverend Ali, right here. You are tuned in to Not Playing With Them Radio. And I don't know what Blog Talk did with my show. It's up there. It was supposed to be on. They're talking about something different. So let's get into Marvin, because I want to tell Blog Talk, here, my dear.
I guess I'll have to say this album is dedicated to you. Although perhaps I may not be happy, this is what you want, so I've conceded. I hope it makes you happy. There's a lot of truth in it, baby. I don't think I'll have many regrets, baby. Things didn't have to be the way they was, baby. You don't have the right to use a son of mine. Keep me in line. One thing I can't do without is the boy God gave to both of us. I'm so happy for the son of mine. So here it is. I hope you enjoy and reminisce. Be happy. Think about the kisses. But there were those other moments too, the times cloudy and gray, bad. What you taught me, that was life. May love ever possess you. May peace come into your life. This is what you wanted. Here it is. Here it is.
This is where I wanted to be.
someday if you're a friend of mine.
Cry, I have done some crying. Woman, you
showed up, so I don't know where he is, but you know, the show don't stop. The show don't stop. So we just gonna go into this right here and keep it grooving. All right, here we go.
Hey, Mr. Blue, watching the back house. Don't you come back? Please don't you come back?
Thank you.
probably leave them say, hey, hey, hey!
Saying or what they trying to pull you at, you know, do you and keep your business to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Do that for me, Rev Ali, right here on Not Playing With a Radio, right here on the J. King Network. Let's get into it.
Shut up already. Damn. Tell me who in this house know about the quake. I mean, relax, relax. If you know how to rock, say yeah. If you know how to party, say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But if you ain't hip to the rare house quake, shut up already. Damn. House quake. Everybody jump up and down. House quake. Oh, there's a brand new groove going round.
In your foggy town. And the kick drum hits the ball.
You gotta rock this motherfucker. Anybody know about the quake? Bullshit! You can't get off until you make the house shake. Now everybody clap your hands. Come on! Let's jam, y'all!
Let's jam!
Don't wait for your neighbor. Green eggs and ham.
Doing the house quake.
There's a brand new groove going round
in your city, in your town.
And the kick drum is the bomb. Housequake. Housequake. You gotta rock this mother. Housequake. Housequake. You gotta rock this mother down. Come on.
Six.
A little bit faster than they did. 67. A little bit of sugar and go to heaven. Come on, y'all, we got to jam.
For the police come.
A group is coming. It's on the run. Hey, hey. Shake your body till your neighbor stare at you. Hey.
Housequake,
everybody jump up and down. Housequake.
been out there searching so very long, baby, searching to find somebody just like you. And for some folks, it takes a lifetime, sugar, to find in this world a dream come true. Why don't you?
Like I said, this is Reverend Ali live right here, not playing with him radio. And let's get into this one right here. Here we go.
Don't do that. Baby, please don't do that. What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad? Or nothing's gonna go wrong. Sometimes we feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. But every now and then, two people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them want to just keep it that way. I don't want you to feel that you have to go through these changes, baby. No way. I know that our love is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. trust me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Reverend Ali right here doing it big on the J. King Network. Let's go on with this next one right here. Booyah.
Gloria, my Gloria, time, you know? Remember that night?
Came in with sights, dancing through, and I was glad.
Tolliver here, while you're enjoying Reverend Ali and Yusuf Kente.
Gonna be singing you a song just to talk on the phone, praying for you so you're not alone. A true blessing of love if it's coming from me, cause I'm the child of God they call Rev Ali. If you ever need me and I'm in prayer, after I finish talking to God, I'll be there. I might not have them incredible hog arms you want, but mama girl, my heart is pure and I ain't no joke. Oh yes, I'm from the hood, love. No thug, no drug. This wasn't my thing, baby, what? I chose another part of life for me, but that don't make me better than nobody. So when I'm riding in the streets, I reach up under the seat and pull that Bible out, screaming, please don't leave.
If you decide that you're gonna stay, if you decide just to walk away, cause I'm gonna love on you anyway. It's alright. If you decide that the pain's strong and it's too hard to keep holding on, my love is gonna be to the bone. It's alright, yeah.
Rev Ali here. You know what I'm saying? It's Saturday, 4:33 p.m., and we doing it big in the 2024 right here on Not Playing With Them Radio on the J.K. Network. We going to get into this one right here. You know what I'm saying? I got to give my homage to J.K., so we going to play one of his bossa novas right here on the J.K. Network. Who's that? 916-370.
This is Lambert, man. I just wanted to say I heard that previous song, man. I didn't know you could rap like that. That sounds real good. Real good.
I appreciate it, Lambert, man. I've been doing it for a long time, man. I've been trying to get on with J. King for longer than that, you know. So, you know, I'm just doing my thing, man. I appreciate you calling in, though, Lambert. Man, how you doing out there today?
Oh, man, I'm just, we on the freeway heading out here promoting like Don King with the cheesecakes, and I just happened to hear that song, and, man, that should go big. But, man, that hook you put in there, that I didn't know you could rap like that till I heard that, man. That song should take off if Jay get behind it.
Yeah, but, you know, I did a version. He got a lot of versions, so I don't know if they're going to try to push this one to the gospel market, but, you know, I hope he do, because it'll cross back over to the R&B market, and maybe we can blow up, you know. But, you know, God is in control.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and go back off on mute, but I wanted to just let you know that somebody in my car said, who is that? I said, that's Ali. I said, maybe I got it wrong. Let me push, and then it was you. So congratulations, man. That's really a nice piece you added to that previous song.
Well, I appreciate you, Lambert. You know, man, you're an OG to me, man. I look up to you, got much respect for you, man. And I've been trying to push the cheesecakes out here, but some of these folks, man, the 420 done clouded their mind. We got to wake them back up again, man, so we can get them some good tasting
pies. Hey, man,
look,
don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, man. I done ran across some women that are getting ready to take it to the next level. I know you tried, but I'm just saying, man, that's good karma when I heard that song. Don't worry about the cheesecake, man. We're going to make it happen.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. I can taste it right now while you're talking to me, brother. Yeah, I got a whole slew of songs, Lambert. I've been pushing them for a long time. Ain't nobody heard them because, you know, if I couldn't put them on the radio, you know, I just put them in my archives in the closet, man, until I can get what I need to get it going. But I appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you so much, great brother.
Okay, brother.
All right, love you, man.
You know I need your love. Baby, can I have your love?
That was the great J. King right here on the J. King Network. You know, you got to play that, man. It's a nice song. That's one of my favorites right there on this Bossa Nova album. You know, I think you can find it at jking.me, and you'll be able to get that. So here we go, man, right here into an old school song. Reverend Ali right here with Not Playing With Them Radio. Rev Ali, Saturday, Not Playing With Them Radio. What's going on out there with you, Roderick?
Hey, nothing. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm just doing this show, man. I'm glad you called in, brother. Happy Saturday to you.
Say that again.
Happy Saturday to you, man. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Happy Saturday to you.
Right on, brother. Right on, brother. Yeah, it's a lot of noise back there.
It's because I'm getting on the train.
All right, well, the train will roll. The train will roll. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'm glad you called in, man. Go on, listen up. We'll let you talk in about five more minutes, man. Maybe you can get the noise down.
Okay.
We're gonna go into this Cal Bennett, man. It's called Truth.
I'm gonna put it on
the J. King Network. Okay, no problem on the J. King Network. Not Playing With Them Radio with Rev Ali, my great brother, you know what I'm saying, just called in, Roderick, and also Lambert Davis is out there. We appreciate you, man. Let's get into this Cal Bennett Truth.
Thank you.
the great Cal Bennett. Truth is what he calls it. And we know we all like truth, man. That's what we need every day, truth. Rev Ali, not playing with him radio. And we going to get into this one, man. You know I can't do nothing without Bobby. And I'm going to let you fill out what Bobby I'm talking about. Let's get into it.
You know, life is funny when you look at it. Everybody wants love, but everybody's afraid of love. You know, I'm a true believer that if you get anything out of life, you got to put up with the toils and strife. Now listen. Ooh, you're pushing my love a little bit too far. I don't think you know, I don't think you know how blessed you are. And your friend Annie Mae tell you all she sees. Have you ever thought you was trying to get close to me? Yeah. Think it over, girl. But that's the sacrifice that life put you through, put you through, put you through. Trust in me, my dear. Have no fear. You don't know, but God might have sent me here. Yeah. Think it over. Think it over. You better.
That's the way I feel about you. If you are hearing this today, you are alive. And this is not to say you are in the greatest condition. You may be overweight, like I am. You may have an illness, or you may be slightly depressed. Or you've recently lost someone close to you. You're no different than anyone else. And although that doesn't make you feel better, how you feel is up to you. Feel good about yourself, because you can, even through struggles. The goodness of our Lord can overpower any sludge evil may toss your way. And you can either swing on the vines of hell or float in the glory of God and weather the storm. It's all up to you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Lynn Tolliver there. Rest in peace, Lynn Tolliver. I love you, man. I know you can hear me in the spirit. Roger, you out there, man? You get on the train yet? Let me know what you're doing, man. OG Roderick, where you at, brother?
I'm here. I was on mute. Give me 1 second, all right?
All right, do your thing, man. I'm going to go on to this next one. We'll be back. We'll come right back at you.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay.
All right.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. And that's how we're doing it right here on Saturday. You know, we got folks that pop in, some of my special people. You know, I open up the mic for them. This really ain't no call-in show, but I open up the mic for my great people, man. You know, and that's how we keep it going right here on the J. King Network. Let me see here, man. You know, I got some people I really want to play. You know, I love them. You know, I love the lead singer. He was a good brother. Still is a good brother. He's out there doing it. They still doing it big all the time. So we're going to get into this one because, you know, I just got love and love for this group right here, man. And like I said, the lead singer is my great brother. Here we go, right here on the J. King Network, Not Playing With a Radio with Rev Ali.
Oh,
the great, great Confunction. You know you love them out there in Sacramento, California. That's where they come from. You know what I mean? And we're going to pay some bills right now. So let's get on to pay these bills, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Peace and light. This is Chantel Nubia, editor at New Origins Magazine and member of the UNIA. The citywide shutdowns across the globe have begun. And I just have one simple question for you. Are you prepared? I, personally, am a member of the UNIA, the Universal Negro Improvement Association, created by the Honorable Marcus Garvey. It is the 100th year anniversary, the centennial, and we're here to let you know that we are not dead. We are alive and we are active. I'm here in front of you to ask you a simple question. Will you stand with us prepared, or will you sit down there looking scared? The UNIA, New York City branch, is organizing with local business leaders and community leaders to bring you fresh food and supplies. The UNIA has land and resources, an online blog, a digital magazine with an African-centered publication so our voices can be heard, an online directory of black businesses, black-owned all around the world, and so much more. But we need your help. We're not asking you for money. But if you're interested in building with the UNIA, if you're interested in becoming more self-reliant and not just a sitting duck, not knowing when their next meal or paycheck is going to come, I want you to contact us. Send us an email at info.neworigins.com, or you can message us on Facebook with the hashtag UNIA2020, and we'll hear from you soon. Peace and light.
Let me tell you who to blame. Blame the boy lying at your feet, his body oozing life through the hole in his stomach where the bullet tore him apart. Blame him for challenging you, for not looking away and for not backing down when you pulled out the gun. Blame your mother for bringing you into this world when she was but a kid herself and for dragging you up, not bringing you up. Blame society for not giving you hope. Blame your father for not being there, the man who looked after himself instead of looking after you. Blame the gun in your hand for making you a target, for making you more likely to be picked on. Blame the dead boy, blame your mother, blame society, blame your father, blame the gun, blame anyone but yourself for not being strong enough to put down the gun, to break the cycle.
If people say your dreams are crazy, if they laugh at what you think you can do, good. Stay that way. Because what non-believers fail to understand is that calling a dream crazy is not an insult. It's a compliment. Don't try to be the fastest runner in your school or the fastest in the world. Be the fastest ever. Don't picture yourself wearing OBJ's jersey. Picture OBJ wearing yours. Don't settle for homecoming queen or linebacker. Do both. Lose 120 pounds and become an Ironman after beating a brain tumor. Don't believe you have to be like anybody to be somebody. If you're born a refugee, don't let it stop you from playing soccer for the national team at age 16. Don't become the best basketball player on the planet. Be bigger than basketball. Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. When they talk about the greatest team in the history of the sport, make sure it's your team. If you have only one hand, don't just watch football. Play it. at the highest level. And if you're a girl from Compton, don't just become a tennis player. Become the greatest athlete ever. Yeah, that's more like it. So don't ask if your dreams are crazy. Ask if they're crazy enough.
You know, we got to pay a couple of bills, so that's what we're doing right here on the JK Network. This is Reverend Ali. We got about 30 more minutes left, and we're going to wind it down. So I'm going to go ahead and play this right here. This is next, the great, great Dramatics.
I just want to take a little time out to thank you, baby. Thank you for your love. You came on and showed me that a man can't live by bread alone. And you came on and taught me that no, I just can't make it on my own. But why, I thank you, I thank the Lord above for smiling down on me, yeah, and blessing me with your love, baby. Loneliness was about to make me lose my mind, but you came on just in time, and I want to thank you, baby. Thank you for your love.
If you didn't hear me the first time, I'm gonna say it again. Thank you, baby.
The Most High know what he's doing. He always do. The spirit know where exactly it's supposed to go. With your prayers or without your prayers, the spirit going to do what it's supposed to do. So uplift yourself and do what you're supposed to do in life, which is love God and love yourself. And you can't lose that way at no time. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't listen to the naysayers or none of them baby kids out there that seem to be lost because they didn't relinquish and forfeited the spirit that's inside of them to make them move forward. Rev Ali ain't forfeited nothing in the spirit. I let the spirit lead me. That's how I'm still alive today, right here on the J. King Network, not playing with them radio. You understand me? Much love to my great brother out there, Roderick, Brother Rod. We love you, man. We're going to get into this one. We'll come right back.
Okay, okay. I'm on the line waiting on you. Let me know when I'm ready to come on.
All over, but you had gone. Could not speak, so I wrote this song. Walk on the water, live in the sky. Ain't no words for a love this high. But God made music, and it's sanctified. Walk on the water, walk on the water, but live in the sky.
got a dream, baby, I got a plan. Maybe we can do something, you know, hand in hand. No thunder, no lightning, no wind, no rain. You keep me distant if you call my name. So if you've been thinking, and you've come to see, together as a place, you might just want to be. This is your opportunity. If the words come hard, maybe you can sing to me. Walk on the water, live in the sky. Diamonds sparkle, love never dies. God made music, don't it satisfy? Walk on the water, walk on the water, but live in the sky.
That was the great Larry Dunn from Earth, Wind, and Fire with his song called Walk on the Water. Rod, you out there, man. Go ahead, man. Say whatever it is you want to say out here about great brother. I know you're on the train, but I know you got a brain. Where you at, good brother?
No, I'm not on the train no more. I'm not on the train no more. I'm out here. I'm outside the train station right out here in Decatur. But, shoot, man.
There's a lot of background. When you at a concert?
No, they playing music in that store, so I walked away from it.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear it now? Can you hear it now?
Oh, yeah. I can hear you, brother. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. How you doing, Brother Ali? Reverend?
Man, I'm doing wonderful, man. I'm doing wonderful, man, all the time. Same every day.
Right. So what is the topic today?
Whatever the topic, man, whatever the spirit tell you, man, that's what we talk about, man. You know, like I say, I play some great music. I have conversations. You know, I play some inserts, and I talk, I pray. Whatever the spirit wants you to say, brother.
Good. Yes, sir. Well, I really don't have nothing in mind to talk about right now, but if you could like start a conversation, like I like to be more prepared because I don't know really what I need to do, and I don't know what is the show basically all about. Could you talk about that?
The show is about whatever the spirit wants you to talk about. It ain't no particular thing. The spirit varies. It varies from whatever the spirit wants you to talk about, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
But you know, I just want you to call in so you can hear what I be doing. That's all. You don't have to say nothing. If it's, you know, you don't have nothing you want to say, that's okay. You know, whatever you say is all good.
I appreciate it. So I didn't offend you. Because the only reason, I don't tell people what we talked about. I was letting them know I had an inspirational conversation with whoever I have an inspirational. If I can uplift people, and that whole, it's like everything we talked about happened in the next show on Friday. The spirit led.
Yeah.
And hopefully, and then, you know, I'm glad Jay came back and apologized to everybody. Because he was, you know, that's a good thing that he did. That's a good thing. And if everybody could do that, this world would be so different. To check yourself immediately. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. And, Jay, how does he feel about me, coming back, you know, calling in. I mean, I know you said you don't worry about what people think, but that is his show.
Well, yeah, that's his show. This is my show on the J. King Network, so you can say whatever you want to say right here, my brother.
You know, I got you on that, but I'm saying, how do you feel he feels about me talking on the show after what he said about me?
Oh, man, we don't know, man. We on my show. We not on that show. So, you know, you find out on that show on Monday. Call in on Monday. You can talk to Jay, whatever you want to talk to him about. You know how it is, man. They do their own thing over there, you know. And it's all good over there, too. You know, so it ain't no problem. Life is not a problem. Life is a good thing.
I can look into my some of the essays I wrote in school, and it's some good topics I can pull out of there. And we could talk about some of them.
You can bring you can do whatever you want to do, brother. I do this every Saturday at 3:30.
Right.
3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. Right here on the J. Keen Network, man. You know, if you ain't prepared, that's okay. I didn't expect you to be prepared. I just wanted you to see and hear what I do. You know, this is what I do.
Right,
this is my platform. J. Keen gave me the blessing to have our own radio show.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's what I do, man.
You know, I wrote a paper on transformational, about leadership, and the most preferred leadership is a transformational leadership. And it's like, wow, man, I got an A on the paper, but those are kind of topics, but a lot of people don't really want to discuss leadership because a lot of people don't like following leaders no more, really. You know, everybody want to be the leader. You know what I mean? Hello?
Yeah, but, you know, the leader is yourself, and you follow the Most High. So that's what you talk about.
Right.
You know, the Most High is the real leader, and you lead yourself to the real leader, who is the Most High.
Right, true. But God not only leads to one person, you know.
That's right. But like you said, you know, people don't want to follow human leaders. You ain't supposed to follow a human leader. You know, you're supposed to follow the Spirit of the Most High. And if the Spirit of the Most High have you entwined with a human being, then you two are a leader within each other because you follow in the Spirit.
Exactly.
Of the Most High.
So that's where people got leadership twisted, because they follow the leadership of a man and not the Spirit of God in a man or in a woman, you know, because you know,
that's
religion
right.
got leadership all messed up when they make a woman feel like she's supposed to submit to a man. But the man, they both are in submission to God in each other. So, like, back to what you said, leadership is the utmost important because it's led by God. Now, when you throw God out of leadership, then guess who leads it? Man. And guess what it ends up being? Confusing. You know, so it's like, Ali, where your mind is, I really appreciate you, because you're really a very high spirit, energized person, and you talk like I talk, man. Told you I see myself in you, you know, so there's a God that I serve that works inside of Ali, that I will follow that God. I will follow God's leadership through that man. That's the type of leadership I'm talking about. Following the leadership of God, ultimately what you said, is in yourself. God is the leader. But then I came back and said, God don't just lead through one person. He organizes leadership through many people. And out of the many people, the one most in tune with God's leadership, then they can follow. But when you don't have people in tune like that, it's just a bunch of confusion. What do you have to say about that?
You know, I let the confusion stay with the confusion, and the people that's one within the Spirit that follows the leader of the Most High, that's who I deal with. And that's real easy.
Exactly.
It's real easy. Yeah. The Most High didn't make it complicated, man. He never made nothing complicated. Human beings make it complicated. But that's why you got to stay more in the spirit and let the confusion be the confusion and let them follow confusion if that's what they want to do and tell the Most High Spirit, God, to lead them in the confusion so they can get out of it.
Right, right, right. So, Ali, we're having great conversations because we can intervene and talk. We don't interrupt each other. You feel what I'm saying? It was the proper time. Was it not the proper time for me to come and intervene? Or was you not finished?
Man, the Most High has his own time, and we fall within that
Amen.
Time.
Hey, man. Boy, we can go somewhere. And you know what I want to do with you, man? I want to have some topics for the show because we communicate. True communication is what I learned in debate back in the seventh grade. True communication, and I'll never forget it, is Ali communicating to me, then my communication first coming back to Ali's communication is feedback communication to let Ali know, okay, I'm in the conversation with you. And then I have right to go on and add to that feedback and communicate on my behalf. Then you intervene and you communicate back to me in feedback of, you know, because that's proper communication because therefore it will not ever be no confusion. And what I was going to say to you, do you realize that if you walked on the earth with the Messiah, he would have chose you as a disciple? Do you realize that gift in you, Ali?
Man, I realize and accept everything that the Spirit of the Most High has given me for all my life. I never was out of it. I never stepped out of the Spirit. I've always stayed in it. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, I stay there. Just like you do. We always, whatever we say is destined. And we all have to backtrack in the Spirit of the Most High to get reconditioned and redirected. Okay. And re-examine. So ain't nothing wrong with nothing that we've done in this lifetime.
Okay. So I appreciate that positive energy and that positive vibe. But it's an important question that I asked you, but you didn't answer. Can I ask you it again to get you back on the track of what I was going to ask? I'm asking you a question because I learned more from God and people when God brings me information through that person that gives me revelation knowledge, learning. I'm always learning from a person like you. So I ask you a question to see how much more and more we relate. You know, when you get to know somebody, you get to know a female, you're going to ask questions about her. She's going to ask questions about you. So can I ask that question again?
Hey, great brother.
Okay. Do you realize the gift of God in you, I see and feel so powerful that I can't help but to ask you again and again until you give me the answer. Do you realize that if you walked on the earth with the Messiah, he would have chose you as a disciple? Do you realize how gifted you are? Do you realize he would have done that? Tell me.
Yes, sir. I realize it. Yes, sir.
Okay,
I realize
okay.
it. And he has done it. He's done it
okay.
for me.
Okay. So as you get to know me, Ali, when we're on the same level, like me and you, I ask questions to lead to a topic. And the topic is discipleship. We got a lot of lost sheep out here, and we're called to be some sheep herders, and they need some good sheep herders on this earth right now. Do that make any sense, what I just said?
Everything you say makes sense, my brother. Just like Romans 4:17, just like Matthew 22:36-40, just like John 14:12-15, just like Mark 4:1-20, and just like Mark 11:23-24, my great brother.
Hey, man, you know, I meet people like you, Ali, man, being an only child. The feeling that you give me is so great of a brother in my life that I didn't grow up with. It's like you say things like, "Man, I get excited," you know, and right now you don't see all that excitement, you know. And being that the diagnosis of bipolar floats around in the atmosphere since the brain power starts dying out, I get so excited. I just don't have I see myself getting manic, you know, because you don't feel my, I ain't saying you, I'm speaking in general, because the people I partake with don't feel the energy I have for them. The love, you know, and I'm always interrupted on that show, you know, so, but God told me, don't run from this show, because I got a lot of people like this to bring in your life, and God assures me that it's a lot of people that respect me on that show, you know. Number one, you, another John Beck, but it's like, that bipolar energy can just get me into an excited mode, and I start. So I'm gonna be quiet right now because I know I ain't said what I really wanted to say, because the energy took me different places. But me and you together, brother, can do some powerful things with God in the midst of our thing we do, you know. And when you say you're not in a rush for getting a monetized show, number one, I appreciated you saying that, because you're letting a man know, hey, I'm not rushing. Now, you let me know also today that you will make contact with him when you're ready. So instead of saying you're not rushing, really, I wish you had told him that you're not ready. And if you reach out to him and let him know, so he won't think you're leaving him hanging, because he loves helping people, you know. And, you know, men, you know, we have a way with not dealing with our emotions. You know, a man ain't going to tell you, oh, man, I was trying to help you, man, but you just rejected my help. Well, back in the day, they say when somebody reaches out to give you a gift and you don't take it, that's disrespect. You know, and people don't walk in the old morals of life to principle, you know. But I see, like, for example, my gospel remixes that you play, they're like old school length songs. Could you play them on this radio station?
Yes, sir. All you got to do is send it to me in MP3 form, okay, or through email, and I can upload anything, great brother.
Okay, mine are MP3s, but they're saved to my phone. So would I just send them to you from my file?
No, you just send me the file to my email, and I'll send you that. Well, we can talk about that another time. But, yeah, whenever we're ready,
okay.
Everything can be handled, man. Everything can be taken care of. And we're gonna work with Brother Shane. I told Brother Shane that day, I don't know if you remember hearing me, but I told him I wasn't in no rush, so we can take our time, because I'm still doing my show, and plus I needed to get you, Roderick, over here with me so you can see what I was doing or what we can do. So –
right.
I got his number. He got mine. We gonna work it out. I just said I ain't in a rush because I work. I do things. I got my own business. Plus I work.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So we'll work it all out, man. The Most High Spirit is ready. He already planted the seed, and the seed will grow.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but we got about we got about 44 seconds left here on this show, and you know, because I've been here since 3:30, it's 5:35 now, so we gonna go ahead and close this out, and we can talk to each other offline or off the air. You give me a call, whatever it is. I'm gonna give me a little bite to eat. You get you a little bite to eat. But we gonna end it right here with this prayer, with this prayer right here, because I really like this one, and we gonna set it off. So. Right here on the J. King Network, Rev Ali and Rock. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing with them radio on the J. King Network.
If you are hearing this today, you are alive. And this is not to say you are in the greatest condition. You may be overweight like I am. You may have an illness, or you may be slightly depressed. Or you've recently lost someone close to you. You're no different than anyone else. And although that doesn't make you feel better, how you feel is up to you. Feel good about yourself, because you can, even through struggles. The goodness of our Lord can overpower any sludge evil may toss your way. And you can either swing on the vines of hell or float in the glory of God and weather the storm. It's all up to you. Amen.
Amen, amen. That's it, Brother Roger. You got anything else you want to say?
Amen.
While we close out?
Hey, I just want to say, you know, thank you for your opportunity to speak. And God bless all the listeners. And just trust God. Like I learned to grow old and trust Him no matter what's going on. Just look at yourself and see what part you played in it. You won't be so hard on yourself. And God is not hard on you. We hard on ourselves. So just don't be hard on yourself. Work on not being hard on yourself. God bless all.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to end the show, Roderick, and I'm going to hit you up after I get a little bite to eat in about 30, 40 minutes. And take care.
Okay.
I appreciate you calling, great brother. Love and respect.
Yes, sir. Love you, man. Love and respect.